views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Cable Radio Network in the U.S., and TransformationTalkRadio.com all around the world. Thanks so much for joining me here today. We're going to be having a fascinating conversation. But first, I want to look across the way and say hello to Benny. How are you doing today, Benny?
Doing well, sunshine. Yay. Day are upon us.
Oh, so good. Yeah, makes everybody want to sing.
And we haven't been having just our normal rainy Seattle weather.
Taking a break from it.
But the past few days, It hasn't been rain. It's been deluge.
Mm-hmm.
I heard 5 to 8 inches over a 24-hour period in places.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I definitely was out there manning my drainage system at my house one of the days. But it's all taken care of now.
Well, I've got a relatively new property I've had for a few months. I've been renovating. And I actually put on the rubber boots and went wandering around yesterday. And it's like, I didn't realize I had streams on my property.
Yeah, right. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. But I'm grateful that we've got some sunshine. And we should be grateful for the rain, because that's one of the reasons why we have such green around here.
It'd be nice to maybe if we could just like package some of it and send it down to our neighbors to the south in California.
But absolutely.
We'll do what we can.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's funny how life works sometimes. I pay a lot of attention to synchronicities. I believe that when you hear something or information comes your way, and particularly when it seems to like coincide with other bits of information, that's the universe speaking to you, you know, and I employ that in my life, and I try to be as aware as possible. And I've found that the more I do that, the more these kinds of coincidences, synchronicities occur. Well, it was funny because, on the Christine Upchurch Show, we typically we'll book out, you know, month two in advance, but occasionally there'll be a date where it's like, we really need somebody. And it's like all the usual avenues just are leading to nothing. And what happens every single time is we know ultimately when we find that guest, it's like, that's the person who was supposed to be there that week. And that's the case today. You know, it's funny. I'm going to be talking today with Carrie Zane, and I spoke to Carrie several years ago. I was a guest on her radio show when I was a reconnective healing instructor, and she was interviewing me about reconnective healing and some events that were coming up in California. And I actually did some healing work on her on air, and we can talk about that later. But anyway, you know, loved the connection, thought she was great. And then it's like we've got this slot, and all of a sudden I come across her name. I think it was on Facebook, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember her words, you know, and I looked at it and it's like, oh, my goodness, this makes a lot of sense. I'm going through changes in my life right now. I'm in the process of moving to a new place. I'm going to be co-parenting as a single mom. Yeah. And so Carrie Zane is a single mom lifestyle expert. She's amazing. She's an Emmy award winning TV executive producer. She is a speaker about co-parenting and living a single mom lifestyle in a way that can lead to great positive transformation and expansion. She's an Amazon best-selling author. She has her master's in spiritual psychology. She's a member of the Directors Guild of America. Clearly, she's got some, you know, a broad reach. She's also an ACE certified practitioner trainer and a weight management consultant. She's made numerous media appearances all over the place, and she's been quoted in magazines such as O Magazine and Red Book, and she's a blogger for Huffington Post. Now, she, too, is a single mom, and she has 2 daughters and 2 cats, apparently, as well, And she is the author of It Takes All Five, A Single Mom's Guide to Finding the Real One. Carrie Zane, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you so much. I love the way you did that. You didn't just like read it off. You gave it some personality.
Well, you know, it's funny because one of the things I learned over the years of teaching is that if I'm to read something, it's like script. I'm not in the present moment. So I actually take the media, you know, bios and put them into bullet form so I can actually just like glance at them and say, this is, you know, so yes. And,
oh, nice.
And it really works well because I want it to be a conversation. And you do have an amazing background. I love the fact I'm looking down this bullet list that I've got here, and it's like single mom lifestyle expert, you know, master's in spiritual psychology. You know, you got the background in television, you know, personal trainer. My goodness, you know, what a broad background you've got.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be available to women in whatever their needs may be.
Ah. Which brings me to the big question. You know, this book is about being a single parent. Why did you choose to write this book?
Well, I went through my divorce 13 years ago, and at that time, there really were no resources for me. And I felt very alone and very afraid and unsure of myself. I didn't know where to turn, and there wasn't anything out there for me. Mm-hmm. And so it took me a couple of years and some more life changes to really kind of stop and say, all right, I need to take care of this. I need to do this. And that was really the motivation. You know, there's a space out there, and there's a huge need. I don't know if you know this, but there are 10 million single moms in the United States alone.
That is
so
a lot.
You and I are in good company.
You know, it's a challenging time because there's so much to navigate. First of all, I think anybody going through divorce has a lot to navigate because it's the ending of a relationship. But when you have children involved, it adds a whole other dimension. What are some of the challenges of that transition?
Well, you're right. I mean, it's not only a transition for you. And as you know, whenever there's a trauma or a life transition, you go through those steps of grieving. You know, mm-hmm. So you're doing that, but as a single mother, you know, you almost don't have time for it because you also have to take care of your children.
Right.
And so it's actually enveloping it all. It's like knowing that what you're going through, your children are going through, and how, you know, the things that you're feeling, the losses, the changes they're feeling, and how do you work together to create new experiences that work for your new family dynamic.
Right. And, you know, I think that one of the things that gets in the way for people when thinking about making this change is, you know, upsetting the apple cart of the family structure, of that dynamic that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's kind of challenging. It was challenging for me to really make that decision. And I don't know, there's so much stigma associated with it, despite the fact that there, as you said, 10 million single moms in the U.S., there's still the stigma attached. Like, you know, I heard my parents in my head, no, you can't do this to your children, you know, and yet when we're guided to move forward in a new way, or we're forced to because, you know, our partner has chosen to do so, we really have no choice but to move forward. Once you make that decision, how, like, what avenue do you take in order to navigate it more smoothly?
You know, let me just say this. Everybody feels the same way that you do. So it's natural. Uh-huh. And I remember especially when you have children, you still have to travel in the same circles, right? You still have to go to their school. You still have to go to the PTA meetings. You still have to go to the parent-teacher conferences. And so I remember I would joke and I'd say, you know, I feel like, you know, like I've got a scarlet D on my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are looking at me going, I'm the divorcee. I failed. I couldn't make it work.
Right.
What's wrong with me? But you do tend to find that you'll navigate towards other women who are single parents. You know, not all of them are divorcees. Some of them are, you know, single moms by choice.
Uh-huh.
And you start to create your own universe, your own world of, you know, we build our village. Mm-hmm. So you start to reframe and build your village. Right. But a lot of, you know, some of the things that I talk about in my book that I think are really helpful, and I know that you do a lot of this too, is what's the inside work we're going to do for ourselves to get back to that whole place, mm-hmm. you know, of feeling okay again.
Right.
And I think that is, it takes time and it is work, but it is so valuable. You're a different person now, you know, mm-hmm. as you're moving forward. And you're a parent.
And I think that it's I don't know, it's kind of illuminating. It sort of underscores how much change there is in life. And, yeah. you know, there's, I don't know how I learned it along the way, but it seems like it's true about so many people in our culture that we seem to have resistance to change, but change is a part of life.
Yeah. It's tied into our fears, mm-hmm. and I have a whole chapter about fears,
mm-hmm.
because that's a big thing that drives our lives. But I'll tell you, you know, just to kind of cut to the chase, you know, there are aspects of fears that you need to understand, but one of the most important things that I want everybody to know is that it is far more fearful to stay frozen in the present and live in the fear than it is to move through the fear and get to the other side and be able to look back and go, wow, I just did that. That's cool.
That is such a profound statement because, you know.
I don't know if I said it so profoundly, but you get the juice from it, yeah?
Yeah, fear, staying in fear is a terrible place to be. And that stagnation when you're stagnated in fear is a very uncomfortable place and sometimes excruciatingly painful and self-denying kind of place. But, you know, we're going to go to a quick break. But when we return, Carrie, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners why you say it takes all five when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Wearing on my shoulders, gotta find strength in me.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Carrie Zane. She's a bright light who is a single mom expert. Now, Carrie, you know, you talk about having gone through this many years ago and recognizing that there weren't many resources for single moms. And so one of the reasons you wrote your book was to help support them. Now, in your book is entitled It Takes All Five, A Single Mom's Guide to Finding the Real One. You talk about It Takes All Five. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, it's multi-leveled. Because what I did in the book is I broke the book down into three sections. So the first section is about healing the inside, and there are five parts to that. And then the second section is about healing the outside, and there's five sections there. And then the last section is how do you move on? And there's five sections in that part of the book, too. But there, I also have incorporated what I call my five-finger philosophy. So when you get to the place where you really feel like you're whole again, you know, you've kind of done the work on the inside, you've done the work on the outside, you're ready to move on, you want to find a new relationship, in my five-finger philosophy, I talk about the aspects of your personality, which is your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and sexual. Mm-hmm. And each finger represents one of those aspects of you as a woman. And if you think about it, visualize holding hands, you know, like locking fingers right. with somebody else. If you lock all five fingers together, you've got a rock solid hold. Nothing comes apart. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you only have two or three, you can kind of slip your fingers through. So
sure.
The goal is to find a relationship where you can lock all five fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that you have to do it like all at one time, because you can work on them together.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's ultimately where you want to be in a new relationship.
That makes sense. So, you know, for somebody who's moving through divorce, how do you work on healing the inside?
We talked a little bit about that in terms of the grieving and moving through the grieving and mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about fear.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other things that I talk about in the book is really getting in tune with your intuition. And part of that is exploring, you know, you now as a more adult woman with children, what are your values now? What are your beliefs now? What are your needs and what are your wants?
Mm-hmm.
And really taking the time to figure that out. And doing the inside work to get really clear, you know, like getting in touch with your intuition. And, you know, and I love doing writing processes. So I encourage people to do that. And I actually have some online courses for people who really want to dig in a little deeper. But you know, it's like, how do you get to those places? Because once you do and you know those things about yourself, you can go out into the world and really present yourself with confidence. And ultimately, that's the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we can ask Benny, but I've been told by men that the most attractive quality in women is their confidence.
Really? So, Benny, you gonna respond to that? Is the most attractive quality in a woman her self-confidence?
I would say yes. Now, being my age, early on, it was not as the priority as I was looking for, to be
uh-huh.
honest. And definitely, I look for it, for sure, for me, in my
right,
opinion.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, there you go. Done.
See?
I've done my work.
All right. Let's wrap up the interview. That was great to have you.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We'll be seeing you. Now we got to waste.
All right. Goodbye.
You know, Carrie, I think that for a lot of people dealing with any kind of emotional crisis or any kind of real big change, they want to get things back to normal as quickly as possible. But don't you think that people end up suppressing their emotions, and especially as a mom, if you're trying not to upset your children, don't you think that we may have a tendency to kind of want to act like those emotions don't exist, or that we're already through to the other side and not do all the inner healing?
Yeah, you're correct. You're doing yourself a disservice. And by the way, it's okay to cry, and it's okay to encourage your children to cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that we're going through, if you're going through this process now, it's a loss. It's okay,
yeah.
You know, to feel your feelings. And, I mean, you know this, and I don't know if you've talked about it on other shows, but that ability to just let it pour all out of you,
yeah,
is the release that you need to really let it go.
Right. And, you know, from my perspective as an energy healer, if it's not released, it creates a blockage within that can fester and not only cause future emotional issues, but also physical problems.
Absolutely. It gets into your cell memory.
Yeah.
And it stays in there until you release it. And not only as an energy healer, but also, you know, if you're kind of one of those science people out there, there's scientific research that shows there are hormones that release in your brain when you cry.
Uh-huh.
That releases the stress. You know, the cortisol is, you know, it goes. So you get those endorphins charged up, and you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know if you've ever seen those movie, you know, films where people cry and they cry and they cry and they cry, and then all of a sudden they start laughing.
Yes.
You're like, what happened? That's so weird. But it's not. Because they've actually released so much, they've gone to their happy place.
So do you think it's more important for women than men to be able to cry?
No, equally important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so horrible what we've done to men in this society, you know, to tell them that if they cry, they're not a man, and they have to keep it bottled up.
I agree.
Men need, we're human. We're all human. We all need relief.
Yes. Yes, we do. And I also think it's, you know, it's really important that we accept our feelings and let them flow, because, you know, the feelings that don't feel so good, or that, you know, society says we shouldn't have still or whatever, I think are the most important ones to just, you know, release, as we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, talked about grieving, talked about letting go of fear. What else do we do to heal the inside?
Well, we also talked about, you know, getting in touch with your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right.
You know, and kind of knowing. And also, you know, a big thing that women don't pay enough attention to is themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you love yourself? What are the things that you're going to do to honor you? You know, looking back and appreciating the little things and the big things in your life, your accomplishments. You know, we don't do that. You know, I often refer to the oxygen mask
exercise
that you do on the plane. You know how they say, put the mask on yourself first and then help the others who are less able to do it for themselves?
Yes.
That's the key, because if you don't give yourself the oxygen, if you don't heal yourself, you're not going to be at 100% to take care of your kids.
Right.
And I also, you know, moving from the inside to the outside, that includes physical activity. You know, you've got to take the time to take care of your body, too, and exercise, whatever that is for you, climbing up and down stairs or riding a bike or taking a walk. That is critical to healing.
So why is that critical? What's your perspective on that physical movement?
It is, you know, I this is my soapbox, because I did get a certification in training, and,
sure,
and it's been a big part of, in fact, for sure, I would not have survived my divorce had it not been for my physical training. Because
really?
When I would get the most upset about something that my former husband was throwing at me,
uh-huh,
I would go down to the beach and I would run the heck out of my body.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying that everybody needs to do that. That was just for me. But it was great for my heart. It was great for my body. And
uh-huh,
it was also, again, it releases the happy hormones in your head, and it helps you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely found that with anger, frustration, it helps to move vigorously. And, you know, I mean, I find myself sometimes doing a little kickboxing or something. And now I'm not one who goes to the gym to kickbox. You know, I'm not, mm-hmm, but just like sort of impromptu, this feels better now. You know, it does really help release it. I've also found that some of the gentler movement will help release grief. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like yoga and those sorts of things.
Yeah. And the other thing, I think I also tend to do my exercise by myself.
Uh-huh.
Because I find it, that's my meditation time.
Oh, right.
You know, that's my clearing.
So and connects the outside to the inside.
Yeah. And I spend an hour every single day doing something physical for my body.
Good for you.
I encourage everybody to do that.
Okay, I'll put it on my to-do list.
Right? 7x60. There you go.
7x60. Okay, so we're getting to the outside. What other things for, you know, our physical bodies and you know, beyond that are important for us to do as single moms?
Well, then you kind of get into what are the more practical and pragmatic issues that you're dealing with when you're going through a divorce. And a lot of that is, maybe for people in your situation, how are you going to process through this divorce? Are you going to hire a lawyer? Are you going to hire a, you know, are you going to collaborate? How are you going to handle your finances?
Mm-hmm.
Be really smart about that, especially women as we're getting older and, you know, we need to take care of ourselves and we live longer than men. So finances are really important and it's not, don't give it away. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Divorce, I always say marriage, I wrote this in the book, marriage is at its base level a business contract. And that's actually how marriages started way back in, you know, before Christ.
Sure.
But divorce is also a business. It's a dissolution of a business.
Right.
That's what it is. It's a dissolution. And so if you can get to that place where you become unemotional, the more you can be even about your divorce and release, the better you'll be off financially.
Oh,
you know?
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. And also, we're going to have to go to a quick break because it's time for another break. But when we return, I'm going to want your perspective, Carrie, on does it need to be contentious in order to dissolve it? And, you know, what are some of the ways to navigate a healing, loving resolution of, you know, going from one family structure to another when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show?
You helped me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you.
Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author of It Takes All Five, Carrie Zane. Now, Carrie, before we go into this segment, can you just share with our listeners how they can connect with you? Because I know that there are a lot of single moms and probably single parents in general who like some information about how to navigate this process from being married to being single and parenting and co-parenting.
Yes, absolutely. I have a website and it is my name, so that's, you know, super easy. It's spelled K-E-R-R-I, Z like zebra, A-N-E.com. So it's carriezane.com. Please reach out to me there. I am happy to talk to anyone, share anything. And I try my best to respond within 48 hours. There is tons of resources on the website.
Yeah, there are. It's great.
Videos. Yeah, I've got, like I said, I've got my online courses about, we've a lot of this healing work that you and I are talking about are mm-hmm. there in terms of, there's audio and there are worksheets that you can work through, so it makes it super easy for you. There's also links to the book if you're interested in buying the book, but it's, you can find it on Amazon. So please reach out to me. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from you.
You know, before the break, Carrie, we were talking about, part of dealing with the outside is dealing with the business aspect of the dissolution of the contract, the marriage. Do you believe that you can navigate that in a way that's not contentious? Because once upon a time, all I heard about was, how contentious divorces were and, how people didn't talk to each other after the divorce for years, and that caused problems with, dealing with children. And is there another way?
I believe there is another way. But I also believe that the two people need to be in the headspace where they're going to be okay to collaborate or mediate or move through it. And that's really all about putting your children first.
Mm.
If you can get to that place where you know that no matter what you do, and you think about this, as you're going through it, if you constantly keep your children top of mind, then you can have a peaceful dissolution. And, the logic of it is if you want to go and have a court battle, the lawyers are going to take all your money. So
right.
There's going to be less there for your children.
Yeah.
The easier and more smoothly that you can move through this process, and like I said, the more you can look at it at like just like a business deal, your dissolution, dissolving a business, the more money that you're going to have for your children. And that's ultimately, what it's all about anyway, is, taking care of them.
Right.
And I think on a higher level, we talk about what are we here for? As humans, what mm-hmm. are we here for? We're here to procreate. We're here to, continue the race. We're here to take care of those, those kids, nurture them and show them the best way before we leave this place.
Mm-hmm. And, from my perspective, I think it's also important to, view the other person through the dissolution of the marriage, the marital partner, former partner, in a way that's more loving, with gratitude for all that's been learned, for gratitude for the children. And, maybe it's my idealized version, but I know that it's possible for some, and I'm trying to navigate that way myself, to stay loving through the process, even if it means things will change dramatically. There are different ways to love from near and from afar. And yet I it just feels important to me to come to a place of love and appreciation, even in the end.
Yeah. And that's wonderful. And I'm so happy to hear that for you. It's a very honoring way to go through this process.
And, you know, I understand that on some level, I chose both the wonderful aspects of it and the painful aspects of it. And on some level, I believe my children did, too. And so if it's by design, then, you know, why should I be acting like there's something wrong with it? It's been perfect.
It's good. That's good. But I'm sure there's some people out there going, there's no way. And it may not, you know. But, you know, to stay in that place where you're honoring yourself, you know, then if the other person isn't cooperating the way that you want, you just keep honoring yourself and doing what you feel is right. And again, you just keep going too. It's about my children. It's right. about keeping them whole. You know,
right.
about,
oh. Okay. So, you know, I know that one of the issues that comes up for people, and you talk about this in your book, is once you've gone through the divorce, you know, you've helped your children navigate it, you're working to navigate it yourself, then comes the big question, am I going to always be alone? And should I date? What's your perspective on that?
Of course you should date. Absolutely. I think, you know, let's take a step back, you know, because we did talk about, yes, we've healed the inside, we've healed the outside. We're really clear about who we are before we step out the door.
Okay. Important work to do before. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because there's nothing more gratifying after, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship, to kind of get that attention and, you know, feeling a little sassy and sexy again when people are flirty with you. It's kind of fun.
So, you know, it's probably weird just navigating this if you don't have children, if you've been married for a long time and then you get divorced. But it adds a whole other layer to it when you've got children. How do you navigate dating with kids?
Yeah. And one of the things that that I want all single parents to know is that regardless of whether your child is 4 or 44, when you're going through this process, they are going to have concerns. So you have to address those concerns. And it goes back to that loving place. Because truthfully, at the end of the day, all kids really want to know is that you are going to love them unconditionally. You're going to be there for them no matter what. And when you can, you know, articulate that or however you do that with your children, then they're going to be okay as you move forward into, you know, a different place in your life.
But that must be really tricky. I mean, you say 44, and I guess that surprised me, but it shouldn't, because we view our parents in a particular way. And when we change the structure of the family, then we still have attachment to the way things were. So getting other people involved probably complicates things, even with, you know, a grown children.
Yeah, there was I interviewed hundreds of women for my book, and there are anecdotal stories in the book that relate to some of the concepts that are there. And I interviewed this woman who was, I think she was in her early 80s when I interviewed her, but she had gone through her divorce in her 60s, and she met a new guy, and he was taking her away to Palm Springs. And one of her kids came home from school, like surprised her and came home from New York and said, "Mom, guess what? I'm home." And there was this moment where she was like, "Oh my gosh, what do I do?" You know, because I met this new lover and I want to go away with him. And here's my kid came home from school. And she sat her kid down and she said, "Look, you know what? I love you. I'm so glad you're here. But I'm taking this step. I've been seeing this guy for a couple of months, and we're going away this weekend. But I will be here when don't go anywhere. When I get back, we can have our time together. But I'm doing this." And she did, and she ended up marrying that new guy, and he became a part of their lives. But you know, it didn't matter. Her kids were like in their 20s, and they were still really upset. Like, what do you mean you're going away?
Oh dear. Well, you know, it must get particularly tricky with younger children, because it's there can be attachment issues and you know, bringing someone into the home. What are some of the guidelines that you present in your book and you know, in your support online to sort of navigate that with younger children?
Yeah, and I think, you know, different children, different ages, they can handle different amounts of information.
Mm-hmm.
And you spoon it out in different ways. So younger children, smaller children, relate in terms of play dates,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
right.
You know, if you can share without, you know, mommy's going to go on a play date.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, I'm going to hang out with some friends of mine who do things that I like to do that you don't like to do or that, you know, you're not allowed to do.
And
I think that makes that understandable for them. You know, teenage kids are a little more savvy and they're dating themselves. So it is a bit easier, you know.
Right.
But again, I think it's that idea of letting them know that you're still an individual and you still have a life and you still should have a life. And by the way, anyone who thinks that they shouldn't and they need to be 100% mommy all the time and they want 100% custody and they're going to... You're going to exhaust yourself.
I think you have an excellent point. Let me just jump in on how you kind of reframe the language around it. And, of course, you look at the demographic on who you're speaking with. So, of course, if you're chatting with a teenager versus, you know, a post-teen or later, you know, early 20s. So I think that's a good point on how you said the play date with, you know, mommies have play dates, daddies have play dates, too, so to speak, if you want to use that language. But it makes a lot of sense.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And, yeah, you're right. I think that teenagers are more savvy, but I think that it may be more, it can be troublesome with teenagers, can't it?
Like I said, it doesn't, it's not any less threatening if you're 4 or 44
okay.
or 14.
Okay.
So you still have to get that messaging out that they're number one
mm-hmm.
in your life, but, you know, mom's going to have a life of her own. Too.
Right.
And it's okay. And subconsciously for your children, it's actually a relief because there's a little piece of them who feel that, you know, that they feel like they have to take responsibility for you.
Uh-huh.
And it releases that okay, mom's going to go have a good time and I don't have to worry about what, you know, what's going to happen to her.
Sure. That makes perfect sense. Especially if they've seen their mother go through, you know, all sorts of inner turmoil through the process, they probably even feel more responsible.
Yes, and they do take on this parenting role. My daughters were 7 and 12, and they immediately became my parent, and it was really uh-huh. interesting dating and watching how they behaved. And I'm not saying that I did it perfectly, believe me, and trust me, I made a lot of mistakes,
uh-huh.
so... I'm sharing with you so you don't have to make my mistakes, but they were very persnickety when it came to men in my life.
Uh-huh.
They still kind of are, actually.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to go to another quick break. More with Carrie Zane when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Why do you build me up? Body come, baby, just to let me down.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to the author of It Takes All Five, A Single Mom's Guide to Finding the Real One, Carrie Zane. And Carrie, you know, we've talked about navigating the divorce, beginning, you know, some information about navigating the dating scene and how to handle that with kids. You know, once you get through to the other side, are there actually benefits to raising kids alone?
Yes, I believe so. I like to embrace these. And interestingly enough, a little note that I'm not sure everybody knows, March 21st is National Single Parents Day.
Wild. I had no idea there's a special day for single parents.
I know. I love it. It was conceived in the 80s under the Reagan era, and it was a woman who was involved or founded the Parents Without Partners. And it's a day to honor all of us who do what we do every single day to take care of our children. Mm-hmm. So in honor of that, I like you said, I blog for Huffington Post. So, mm-hmm. you know, I talk a lot about what are the benefits of being a single parent. And one of the things that I loved the most, besides painting my bedroom wall purple from bottom to top, and it's a huge,
I love it.
You know, I was like, oh, it's my room now. I'm going to paint my wall purple.
Uh-huh.
But it was also that I didn't have to compromise on how I wanted to raise my children and what were the quote unquote rules in my house.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I think that's important, and you know, that's a real benefit. It's great if you can co-parent and create the same rules in each house, but if you can't, then you do what you need to do mm-hmm. to make your household work. And I loved that.
Yeah.
It was good for me. The other thing that I loved is that you really, truly get one-on-one time with your children.
Right. And that's different.
It is different. It is different. And I decided when my kids were little, I studied art history, and so mm-hmm. I am a big fan of art, and I wanted to instill art appreciation in my daughters, and my former husband was not having it at all. So when we split up, I made a point of taking my children to all the different museums around town. And my children are now, my daughter's 23, my oldest daughter, and my younger daughter's 19. But my older daughter loved going to LACMA, uh-huh. you know, to the Los Angeles Museum of Art.
Right.
And so I'm really proud that I got to do that. And it was all based on the one-on-one time
right.
that I had with my girls.
Because even when you're co-parenting in the context of a marriage, each parent is very different. And the relationships that we have with our children are going to be unique. So it sort of allows you the time and space to foster that as
exactly.
a single parent.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talked about having some sort of Twitter party tonight. What's that about?
Yes, we, I'm sure you've seen the posters for Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club.
Uh-huh.
And Oprah's life. She does a show, and it's tonight. It's 9 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing an online Twitter party. It's the link is twubs.com/solomoms.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yes. twubs.com and /solomoms, one word.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be tweeting and Twittering during Oprah's life class with the Single Mom Club cast.
Wonderful.
Check it out. Yeah. And we've got all kinds of prizes, too. So we're giving away movie tickets. We're giving away breakup gems, which are these cute little rings that say things like single or I love me.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's fun stuff.
That sounds like fun. And,
yeah,
you know, I know beyond tonight, you offer support to the single mom community. Can you share some of what it is you offer?
On my website, there is lots and lots of information. And my website is my name, carriezane.com.
And that's KerriZane.
There's resources there. I have online courses for people who want to really dig in and do some of that transformational work that we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
You can find the book, links to purchase the book there. I would love for anybody to reach out to me if you have any questions. I try and answer everybody within 48 hours of them reaching out to me. And I also, every month, do free gift giveaways for single moms, because I feel like, you know, we talked about how we don't honor ourselves and me time or
sure.
Me comes like way bottom at the list. So
right.
way down at the bottom of the list. Hello. Anyway.
It's okay. It's live radio.
I want to honor single moms. And so I reached out to companies all over the country and they share beautiful, wonderful stuff. And actually on Monday, if you go to my website on Monday, you'll see the new March giveaway, and it's all about spring break. So you may win a bathing suit. I don't know.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So, Kerri, you know, I know you've become an expert in this era. You went from navigating these difficult times yourself to becoming self-empowered and then helping to empower others. What's the most surprising thing you've found about this process?
For myself?
For yourself.
That I could do it.
Mm.
Yeah, that I could do it. When I climbed up on the ladder and changed the light bulb in my my entryway chandelier, and without fear, uh-huh, I knew I had arrived at a new place in my life.
It's funny how we get sort of stuck in those sexist roles for things like that, but
that was a little thing, but I mean also being able to make my mortgage payment.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was a big scary thing for me because that was my fear. And walking mm-hmm through that process, because I did buy my own house, is I went, okay, you know what? I'm just going to think of it as rent. I'm not going to own this house. I'm just renting it.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I got through that process. But I own my own house. And when I walked out of my marriage, I got virtually nothing. I just like mm-hmm walked away.
Uh-huh.
And so it was building from scratch again. And so the other message that I would love to share with everybody is if I can do it, you can do it.
That's great. Well, you know, Kerri, years ago when I was on your show, you were having some significant pain. I think you had injured yourself and I was doing some healing work for you and you felt better towards the end. And I have to tell you that what you're offering to me now is you're helping me to heal and to move forward. And I know that those of us who are listening, others who are listening, are getting empowered in new ways. And I want to thank you for doing what you do and for being on the show today.
Thank you. And you know what? For me, that's my gift that you just shared with me.
Oh.
I can help you and others. That's really, that's my goal.
That's great. Thanks, Carrie. Yeah. And thanks to you who, you know, those of you who are listening. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.